minutes. I got my agenda out. Oh, I remember this.
The order, first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, do we have any changes this evening?
We just would note that it was revised May 11th to remove other business item Pelican Landing and to add old business conditional use 2072.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as revised.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as revised. All right, then. We have no minutes to approve this evening, so our next item is a discussion regarding the comprehensive plan. Ms. Cornwell, if you want to give us a brief update, and then we'll see if there's anyone from the public who would like to speak.
So we held our last public meeting on Tuesday for the second round. We'll have more in the fall. We'll be getting you the information, and we'll be posting some of that information on the website shortly. There is a workshop Monday on transportation. Your packet was at your seat tonight. And then we do have three workshops scheduled for June. If you wanted to discuss the topics, we'd be happy to do that. We can let the consultant know what topics we want to be discussing. The first one would be June 5th. And we will have a presentation on population information on June 5th and then another one on June 16th. Both people were not able to come on the same night, but we do have somebody from the Ed Rutledge from the Delaware Population Consortium coming on the 16th to discuss their population numbers, projection numbers, and then Mr. Siegel, whose population projections you have at your seat, will be here on June 5th to give a presentation.
Okay, then. Commissioners, if you have some thoughts that you want to share now on what the agendas might be, or we can discuss it on Monday as far as agenda items for the June meetings.
Mr. Chairman, I think it would be good if we could try to, before it gets too old on us, when we have the opportunity to go ahead and draft some language on those elements that we've already set our goals and objectives before we move on to new subject matter.
Okay. I think, we had talked about that previously, and I think that's still the general consensus, is that we'd like to move some things further down the road and maybe actually get some to the point where we have some draft or near final draft elements, so we could make that a priority in our upcoming meetings. And I do think there is some feeling that we want to get on with the conservation element, which I think I would like to see in this next round of meetings anyway. Not the fifth, perhaps, but...
No, I agree. I think, the first full day that we can devote, a 9 a.m. start, I think the conservation element is going to be a lot of discussion. We have a lot of items to discuss in that element, and to try to get as much as we can in one day setting and not have to split it up.
Okay.
Would be great. So however that works out, Janelle, to kind of look ahead to see what we can wrap up and then try to get a full day's work on conservation as our next new subject matter element.
All right, we'll take care of that.
Okay, anyone else? Of course, there's always Monday. We'll be meeting again. We can discuss it further at that point in time. All right. Is there anyone here that would like to speak on any element, part, anything at all having to do with the comprehensive land use plan? We'd be delighted to hear from you. Who would like to go first? Okay, then. No takers today. Well, that's all right. That's all right. But we just want to make sure that we ask. And
we just sent us five workshops, so maybe more.
Yes, right. Well, that's true. We have had a few public meetings here lately, have we not? Okay. Our next item is old business. We have one item of old business this evening, that being subdivision 2017-1.
We have two.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a revised agenda with the KMH.
Here, pass it down, the agenda.
Okay. I'm looking at my old agenda.
Coming down
to the new agenda.
Yeah, we have a new one. Thank you. Oops. Yeah, this is the revised. Mine says revised. Okay, I must pick up the wrong one, sorry. Anyway, we have two items of old business this evening. The first one being subdivision 2017-1 Bayless Estates Phase 2 Intrinsic Financial LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I guess first, does anybody have any comments? Okay, ma'am. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2017-1 for Bayless Estates Phase 2 Intrinsic Financial LLC based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the application is for the revision of subdivision number 2004-15 Bayless Estates. The applicant is seeking to add 37 lots in the area where an on-site wastewater treatment facility was previously planned. Now that the Bayless Estates development is going to be connected to the Sussex County sewer system, the area formerly set aside for the wastewater treatment and disposal system can be developed into lots. Two, the proposed revision of the subdivision will add 37 lots. This results in a density of approximately 1.8 lots per acre, which is less than the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. The average lot is 10,000 square feet. Three, this 37-lot expansion of the subdivision on the site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or area roadways. Four, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Five, the developer owns all of the area of the existing subdivision. Therefore, more than 51% of the existing lots consent to this revision. Six, the property will be served by Central Water and Sussex County Sewer. Seven, the development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density, single-family dwelling subdivision. Eight, the preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 37 additional lots within the subdivision. B, the extension shall be part of the Bayless Estate subdivision, and the lot owners shall be members of the HOA responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. D, the applicant shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. E, as proffered by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of the streets in the site. F, the subdivision shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. G, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. H, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. I, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. J, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting, noting, or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. K, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2017-1 Bayless Estates Phase 2 Intrinsic Financial LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2072 KMH Ventures Delaware LLC.
Any comments?
I would just note that even though this is a multifamily housing, that what makes it multifamily housing is the fact that it's a condominium association, and other than that, it's single family.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU 2072 for KMH Ventures DE LLC for multifamily dwellings in a GR district based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the parcel is zoned GR, general residential, and the purpose of the GR district is to provide for medium density residential use. This application is consistent with the purpose of the GR district. Two, the property is in an area along Muncie Branch Road where other residential development has occurred, including single-family, multifamily, and manufactured home developments. The project is consistent with those developments. Three, the density of 20 units on a 5.1 acre is within the permissible density of the GR general residential zone. Four, the project is in a development district according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Development Plan. Five, the development will be served by central water and sewer. Six, with the stipulations placed upon this approval, there will be no adverse impact on the neighboring or adjacent properties. It will also result in housing options in an appropriate location that are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County. Seven, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of residential units shall not exceed 20 units. B, all entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determination. C, the project will be served by a Sussex County sewer district. It must be constructed in accordance with the requirements of the Sussex County Engineering Department, including any off-site upgrades necessary to provide service to the project. D, the project shall be served by a public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by the applicable regulations. E, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements, and the project shall utilize best management practice to construct and maintain these fixtures. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of the stormwater management system. F, the interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements as proffered by the applicant. Sidewalks shall be installed along both sides of all streets. G, the applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, as well as buffers along the upland perimeter of the project. H, construction site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. I, street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the county mapping and addressing departments. J, the final site plan for development shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2072 KMH Ventures Delaware LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right then, ladies and gentlemen, we reach the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We thank you for being with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. I assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberation and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In addition, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against people based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank